Writers Association website is Mike Collett, the world football editor of Reuters. Mike, we were looking ahead to the international action coming up in England. There's been obviously a lot of selection controversy for Roy Hodgson's squad, a few injuries. How do you see these next couple of matches panning out?
Well, I think that what's happened in the build-up to the two games against San Marino and Montenegro has been really unfortunate and could have been avoided. I don't understand why, before two big games, we're back in a situation where there's controversy and there's, you know, all this ruckus surrounding the England team again. I think, luckily, in a way, the game against San Marino is a given. Whether Rio plays in that, didn't play in that, or whoever plays in that game, England will beat San Marino and get 3 points. But I think that it's an unfortunate, you know, tangent to the business at hand. I think if England get a draw in Montenegro, that would be a good result. It's only a country of a million or so people, but they've done very well in these qualifiers so far. 2 points ahead of the group going into this round of games, and it's not going to be that straightforward for England, I don't think.
Is it a case of really England need to win the group because they can't take the lottery of the playoffs when you look at some of the other teams that they can come up with?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I think the good thing is for Roy Hodgson and his men is that 3 of the last 4 games are at home, and I think that's very important in the run-in to the to the finish, especially as they're 2 points behind right at the moment. So I think you're absolutely right. Once you get into that lottery of a playoff place, you know, you could be meeting anybody. You could be meeting France, probably not Germany, but possibly Italy. Probably not the Dutch, but possibly the Danes. You know, good teams. And, you know, we've seen it before. Some good teams have failed to qualify because they didn't win the group.
And finally, should England go on to reach Brazil for the World Cup finals? Everyone will be obviously, you know, talking out the expectation of a nation there. But I guess the key question is, would England be able to get past the quarterfinals as they failed to do at the last couple of tournaments?
That's such an intriguing question. I think there is a lot of very, very good teams, developing teams in the world now, in Europe and also outside, you know. Brazil, Belgium have come up enormously in the last year or two. Will England get past the quarterfinals? Well, let's worry about them getting there first. I think once they get there, England, you know, do traditionally do reasonably well. Have we got the players to take it on to at least the semi-final stage? I'm not sure.
Mike, thanks very much for your time.